Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. In this episode, we're going to talk with Phil Hack. He recently had a session at MIX09 talking about ASP.NET and MVC. So, Phil, I suppose maybe the first thing to identify to our audience exactly what MVC stands for?
So MVC stands for Model View Controller. It's a very old pattern developed back in the Smalltalk days it's a presentation pattern for separating your view concerns with your model and domain application logic concerns and from your user interaction concerns.
So it's not so much a real technology, but it's more a concept of how you design applications.
Yeah, MVC itself is a pattern, a design pattern that helps you sort of manage complexity of building an application by separating these concerns properly.
And how does that apply to ASP.NET?
So ASP.NET recently in the past year, we've adopted the MVC pattern in a new framework for building web applications. So this is kind of a parallel to web forms. And the pattern is more close to a web variant of MVC called Model 2. And the idea is that a request comes in, and we map it to a class and based on the URL. And we'll map it to a method on that class. And then the method just fully handles the request, maybe interacts with some models, and then sends some data to a view. And then the view renders it. So it's a very linear approach to handling a web request.
And this works well across sessions and applications within the ASP.NET framework?
The great thing about it is that we really leveraged all of ASP.NET. So ASP.NET has a huge core. You have session and membership and profile and all that. So we didn't have to rewrite any of that. We just layered this on top of it. So if you think of ASP.NET core as this, bedrock, then on top you have web forms and you have MVC.
Now, your session at MIX, something ninja stuff. How does ninja fit into this model, and what was your intent to get across to the audience?
Well, we wanted to try to have. When we do a lot of these conference talks, our titles tend to be somewhat drab. So we thought we would have a little fun, and I think that one was Scott Hanselman's. Usually very creative with titles, and he really likes ninjas, and so he came up with the black belt ninjas on fire tips for ASP.NET MVC or something like that. And so the idea behind
very very dramatic. You know?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, the story he has is that he was talking to a coworker who he said, "How busy are you?" And he's like, "Well, I feel like I'm being chased by ninjas." And Scott replied, "Well, are they on fire?" And he's like, "No." And he's like, "Well, wait till Wednesday." So, and the idea is that in our general day-to-day work, we often feel like we're being chased by ninjas on fire, and so that particular talk was trying to focus on some tips where to give you deeper knowledge of MVC, ASP.NET MVC, so that you can get things done better and faster.
So, Phil, I understand you've actually got a demo to help us visualize what you mean by ASP.NET and MVC and maybe ninjas or something like that.
Yeah, I have a real simple AJAX demo I'll give you, just a real fast one. So what we have here is the default ASP.NET project, and I tweaked the index page real quick. What we have here is a home controller class and an index method. So real briefly, you'll notice that in the URL, I can type in home to indicate which controller class and index to indicate which method to call. And in here, we have a list of questions. So I'm just faking it up by creating a static list, but ostensibly this will come from the database. And in this sends it to a view, and by convention, we often try to emphasize convention over configuration. We find a view there with the same name, home/index. And in here, I'm iterating through all the questions, and I'm rendering this partial view. And to show you that partial view is just the LI tag with the current question. And the reason I'm using a partial is this will help make it easy to do a simple AJAX scenario. So often, you might create a form where you allow you to enter the title of a new question, and does a full post back, comes back, and you're done. With MVC, sometimes you just really want it to do it asynchronously and just come in and add that question. So we have these helper methods that if you start with the AJAX dot, you get these various helper methods. So we'll use a begin form, And we'll give it some options. So Ajax options, which is just a class with properties. Let me make sure. And I can tell it that I want it to update the questions UL. So notice that I'm giving it the ID of this. And then I will tell it what the insertion mode should be. So for example, I could replace everything. So I'm going to get back some HTML from the server, and I could replace everything, insert it before or after. So in this case, we'll insert after. And then on success, I want it to call a JavaScript function that I wrote, flash it. And one of the nice things is that the helper methods that we include use Microsoft Ajax, but we also include jQuery in the template. And so you can easily intermix the two to come up with some compelling user interfaces. So let me just do that. So now we just use another helper to create a input type equals text or text box, and we'll just use a submit button here. So now I have a simple form here, and I can say, what is he showing? And you saw that fade in. Mm-hmm. So that was the flash it function.
Because your jQuery is taking and doing that fade in, right?
Yep. So what happens is that the Ajax begin form renders out some Microsoft Ajax script to take whatever that form is and submit it to the server. And what happens on the server here is that because that's a post request, we call this version of index rather than this version of index. And all we do here is we add the question to our list of questions, and then we return that question. We return this partial view. Now, one thing I can do, so let's say you don't have JavaScript enabled, I can just check to see if the request is an Ajax request and render the partial. Otherwise, I might just return the full view. So this makes it easy to not only do these simple Ajax scenarios, but also to downgrade gracefully.
Mm-hmm. Plus, kind of what you're doing there, you're actually doing like a mini form. You're not doing a full-on form, a standard HTML style form, but just little mini individual field forms you can take and be constantly interacting with the server on.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Phil. Now, you covered more of those sorts of tips and tricks in your session at MIX09.
That's right.
And what I'll do is in the description for this show, I'll include a link in a description of what that session was, so people that watch your show can actually go watch your session online, since we've recorded all of the MIX09 sessions.
That's great. Yeah.
Now, I assume you're probably working on something kind of cool for the PDC coming up as well? Or is that too far off for you to think about?
We're definitely in planning right now and thinking through a lot of ideas. I mean, we have a nice backlog of suggestions from the community, as well as things that we want to do. And we're in the early planning stages at this point. We haven't really started any major work on that yet. I've also been pitching in with Dev10 work these days as well, doing some, getting my web forms chops done as well. So I'm not just the MVC guy.
Yeah, okay. So and viewers of this episode can actually provide comments in the comment section here that might actually help you identify what you want to do for the PDC too.
Oh, great.
Okay, yeah. Thanks. Well, hopefully Phil gave you some good insights on what ASP.NET MVC can let you do in your applications that might use Ajax or doing form submission like that. Be sure to take a look at his session he did at MIX09 to find out more details about some of these ninja tricks, ninja on fire tricks that you can do. Thanks for joining us.